Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We recently learned of another entrepreneurial assistance program available in our state, this time in the life sciences industry. Through July 12th, our next guest's organization is accepting applications into its new accelerator program, formed through a partnership with the Massachusetts Biotechnology Council. James Chappell is president of SC Bio, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, to help us with this topic. James, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So first of all, for our listeners not familiar with your organization, tell us a little bit about SC Bio.
Yeah, SC Bio, we are the trade association for life sciences in South Carolina. So to put it succinctly, we do anything we can to help grow the life sciences in the state. We have over 200 members, life science companies, providers like banks and architects and our biggest universities and our small colleges. We do a lot, workforce, entrepreneurship, policy, partnership, all we can to continue the really fast growth we have of the life sciences industry in the state.
All right, now tell us how this particular program came about. Did you already have a relationship with Massachusetts Biotech?
We did. We actually had partnered with them on a purchasing program that all of our life sciences companies get a massive discount based on their ecosystem. And they were excited to see all the growth in South Carolina. And we said, well, what can we do next? They have a really successful accelerator aimed at therapeutics companies and helping them accelerate their growth. And we said, why not South Carolina? We have a wave of innovative companies that we need those companies to move from those small companies to our next big IPO, to the next big acquisition. So we said it's really kind of a perfect marriage between the two, and that's how we decided to launch the accelerator in South Carolina as well.
All right, so go into more detail then about this particular accelerator program. What is it all about? Who qualifies?
Yeah, it's really exciting because it's such a good accelerator, and they've had such amazing success already in the Boston and Cambridge area. It is aimed at early stage companies, really, that have gotten $2 million or less in investment, therapeutics companies, so working on drug discovery. And it's really unique because it's leaders in the industry who lead each week of the program. So, for example, we have Deloitte is going to teach them about commercialization. We have Maynard Nexen that's going to talk to them about IP and legal. We have Charles River that's going to talk to them about how to think about operations when you're growing a company. And then they get five mentors that stay with them that are leaders in the industry. They get to kind of pick the type of person they think they need. They stay with them the whole way through. And then ours is unique. Theirs is all virtual. Ours is 7 weeks virtual, but we have our last week in person in Charleston, which we thought was important because this is not just South Carolina companies. We're really targeting the entire Southeast, really the entire world. But we think we have a real play to attract those Southeast companies. We wanted them to come to Charleston, see all the great stuff that we have happening here, and then we'll end with a demo day. We're inviting down prominent investors who can get to see these companies, make the investment. And we hope a lot of those companies decide to stay in South Carolina. We know some won't, and that's okay. They're going to go back to wherever they're from and talk about the amazing buzz and all that's happening in South Carolina, specifically in Charleston. So we're really excited about it. It already has a great track record with the Mass Bio Drive graduates. And we think that we can really be that sort of beacon in the Southeast for the same sorts of companies down here.
And how many will you accept into this program?
We will have about five or six per cohort, and we'll have two cohorts a year. So we'll have about 10 to 12 companies per year. But also, too, I want to add that we want all companies to benefit. So just because you don't get in, you'll still have access to all the video library from those experts I talked about. And you can also take place in that demo day. You won't have a pitch, a presentation like the ones in the cohort, but you'll have the opportunity to come, have a poster, and be visible in front of the investors. So it really, we want it to benefit all companies and not just those five or six that get in.
All right. And so once again, then, the application deadline is July 12th.
July 12th. That is the application. And the cohort will start in September and run through the end of November, with that last week being in Charleston.
Well, James, thank you so much for spending time with us today and telling us about this new program.
Thank you for having me. Excited to talk about it.
James Chappell is president of SC Bio. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage, which will have more information about the program he talked about, and you can find that at southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.